Welcome to the Central Media Office of Hizb ut-Tahrir's English podcast. Press release. Trump's visit to the region, plundering Muslims' wealth and reinforcing the subjugation of rulers. U.S. President Donald Trump said that he will head next week to Saudi Arabia, the UAE, and Qatar. According to Jewish officials who spoke to Axios, the war on Gaza Strip is the reason the Jewish entity is not included in his tour. But at the same time, they indicated that Trump has given Netanyahu the green light to do what he deems appropriate. The Jewish entity's Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu announced in a recorded video broadcast on Monday evening that his inner cabinet has decided to expand military operations in the Gaza Strip within an integrated political and military plan named Operation Gideon's Chariots, which ultimately aims to fully reoccupy the Gaza Strip, displace its residents, liberate prisoners, and eliminate all fighters. Thus, the enemy of Allah, Trump, is coming to the region to extract Muslims' wealth with the collusion of their treacherous rulers, to pump that into his country's markets in the form of investments that contribute to reviving its economy, strengthening it, and enabling it to continue its war against Islam and Muslims, and to keep supplying the Jewish entity with billions and weapons for its war on Gaza, Yemen, Syria, and Lebanon. At the same time, he gives it the green light to continue the war of extermination on Gaza, which encouraged them to devise a new plan aiming to crush Gaza, as expressed by the entity's finance minister, Bezalel Smotrich. Quote, Gaza will be completely destroyed after the war, leave in great numbers to third countries. And so, due to the absolute support promised to them by Trump through arms deals, money, and the green light to continue the war on Gaza, the Jews no longer care about anything nor fear the consequences of their crimes, especially after ensuring the complicity of the rulers of the Muslims with them. They have become intoxicated and now speak about changing the face of the Middle East. As for the rulers of the Muslims, instead of supporting the people of Gaza or pressuring America and the Jews to stop the war, they lavish money on Trump, part of which goes to help the Jews, and they welcome the enemy of Allah, Trump, whose hands drip with the blood of our people in Gaza and Yemen, with joy and hospitality, as if welcoming a dear friend or a loved one. What kind of state have these rulers brought us to? We are being killed and exterminated with our own money. Our enemy comes to us with hands and fangs dripping with our blood, and our rulers celebrate his arrival. Indeed, the Muslim rulers are the reason for the weakness and humiliation of the Ummah. They are the West's tool for domination and control over our lands and resources. They are the safety valve for the Jewish entity and Western colonialism. Unless the Ummah hastens to get rid of them and establish the Khilafah Rashida, rightly guided caliphate, on the ruins of their thrones, we will continue to drink the cup of death, humiliation, and disgrace, witnessing our own destruction and doing nothing. يا أيها الذين آمنوا استجيبوا لله وللرسول إذا دعاكم لما يحييكم. O you who have believed, respond to Allah and to the Messenger when he calls you to that which gives you life. Al-Anfal 24, the Central Media Office of Hizb ut-Tahrir.